Triple M saddling up and snapping on the nose bag.
Racing.
With the inside running on all the big spring carnival races.
Now Wicks is storming home. Wicks over the top. Ice is too good.
Tab. Download the Tab app for great offers this Caulfield Cup day. Who are you backing? Gamble responsibly.
Now, bursting out of the barriers. Hopefully faster than Chautauqua.
He hasn't jumped.
This is Triple M. Rocking horses.
Happy Saturday, punters. It is Group 1 Caulfield Cup Day, and what a show we've got lined up on Rocking Horses. The best trainer in the world, Darren Weir, will be joining us in 15 minutes' time. He's got a stack of winners at Caulfield today, and he's going to give us the inside whisper. Later on, we'll be going trackside to speak to Melbourne Racing Club main man, Jake Norton, to bring us up to speed with why we should get trackside today. But more immediately, I've got two superstars in the studio, yeah. Billy Slater and Billy Brownless, B1 and B2. I'm going to go to B1, Billy Slater, and say welcome to paradise.
How did I get one?
You weren't up against much.
Thanks, Nick. It's good to be here. Hopefully we can nut out a winner.
And one man that has all the winners.
Yes.
Knows Billy Brownless.
G'day, Quinny. How are you? Great to be with you, my friend. And you brought in your little apprentice. Good to see you. You brought in Lewis. You think you're Bruce McAvaney, walking around with a young bloke that does everything for you, gets the coffees. You're a flog. You are a flog, Quinny.
We've been on air less than a minute, and you've given me four clips. It's going to be a long hour.
And Billy Slater, great to see you, mate. How are you? All right?
Going all right.
Yeah, good.
Enjoying right to retirement.
Go. Any winners?
He's going to have a couple of winners.
Have you good?
I've got a couple of winners for us as well, but I just feel that Billy Slater and myself might be teaming up and getting you good throughout the course of the hour, because you're in a mischievous mood. It's almost like you've got to strut about you after wander around Mowi. You know Billy Slater, he was walking around the Mowi track, not where he was supposed to be, in the hope that people recognised him the other day.
Chest out.
Yes, I was. No, I walked around everywhere, because that's what you do when you go back to the country cups and you put something back into the town. So that's what I did, and had a couple of frothies and met some lovely people in Mowi.
Yes, it's a magnificent part of the world, Mowi. And we'll have a chat about both the racetrack venues that these boys headed to throughout the course of the week. Billy Slater was trackside at Caulfield on Wednesday, Billy Brownless at Mowi, and all eyes will head to Caulfield today. Red Hot Chili Peppers Under the Bridge. You're licking the Triple M Rocking Horses. I've got the two Bills in studio, Billy Brownless and Billy Slater. And if you've got a winner for us, don't forget to ring up later on in the hour, because we will give some terrific prizes away for anyone that can steer us into a winner. And it doesn't have to be at Caulfield. It can be anywhere across the country today. But Billy Slater, I dare say it's a bit of a change in tempo for you at the moment. Obviously, you recently retired and now you can relax and enjoy the spring carnival.
Yeah, it's been a long 16-year career. Looking forward to retirement. But I've been pretty busy, to be honest, and things are just rolling for me and going to a few race days and doing a few things that I'd like to do.
You love your horses, don't you, Billy boy? And, of course, we heard that you were a jockey. How good a jockey were you? Did you actually ever go in a race?
I was pretty good.
Were you? How good?
No, I wasn't actually a jockey, track work rider.
Right.
Always going to be too heavy to be a jockey, but yeah, spent a little bit of time down in Sydney with Gay Waterhouse, rode some gallops and some jump outs and that sort of stuff, and really enjoyed my time there.
Now, it's documented you spent 6 months with Gay, is that accurate?
That's right. I was at Tullock Lodge when I was 16.
Oh, what was it like riding for her?
Oh, look, just working for her in general, I suppose it instilled a great work ethic. She's obviously been a successful trainer for a long period of time for a reason. She cracks the whip and makes sure everyone works hard, but she works hard herself, so she sets a really good example.
She's big on the presentation. A lot of times the young jockeys will go to her and she'll send some of them off to get braces and tell some of them to go get changed into different clothes. Did she nitpick anything with you?
No, not really. Not really. I was only 16 at the time, so no haircuts or anything like that. I was pretty well. I didn't really need to shave back then. Probably still don't now.
How do you lose weight as a jockey? What's a good way of losing weight for those bigger people listening?
Well, I've never really had to do it. I was only 16, and I was about 70 kilos then, so I was never going to be a jockey, but geez, they do it tough.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't drink a whole heap of water, and they've got to be fit too. To ride these horses, it's not easy. They've got to be strong and fit, and they've got a tough occupation.
Were there any jockeys at the time where you were there that have gone on to be professionals?
Oh, look, Gay had a lot of the big riders in Sydney ride for her in the mornings. Denny Beasley was one that really stood in my mind, and he was just, it was probably because of just how approachable he was. He was just a great guy, and it's good to see him doing well overseas.
And now you're into breeding horses. You know they can breed themselves, but so
no, you don't
have
to
laugh. Got them all today, Bill.
You don't have to laugh.
Yes.
Bang, Billy.
Now got a couple of foals on the ground, so Yeah, got a few of my horses out at Woodside Park, and little street boss foal born the other day, and we're taking our mare to Cable Bay, which is really exciting. Obviously, a new stallion in Australia, and Rick Jemison runs his eye over all the mares that go to him, and he obviously bred Black Caviar and Jamaica and these sort of guys, so it's great to get the tick of approval from him.
Now, the next challenge for you, are you going to sell the foals or race them? Because it must be like a parent sending their kid off to school if you have to put them through the sales ring.
Yeah, well, I've got a Wangina foal in the Woodside draft going up to the Gold Coast Magic Millions in January. We've got a written tycoon colt that we haven't decided whether we sell or race just yet. Jeez. So pretty exciting
times.
Sounds
all right, Quinny.
I tell you what, whenever the owners race them, Bill, that's when you want to take a little share, because that's normally the sign that they're too good to sell. So I might have to snip you because you've got more money than anyone I know, but we might have to put in and take 5%.
I lost a bit of it. Hey, tell us, Billy, I remember talking to you one day, and you love the breeding so much, and you're out at Ngambie there, and you sat all night with a mare. She was giving birth. Is this right? And then you had to quickly get in the car and drive and play for Storm that day. You sat the whole night through.
That's a bloody good story, Bill. I'll run with it. I do spend a bit of time out there where my horses are. So, look, I really enjoyed it. I have since I was about 10 years old, and I've always been in the industry. And I'm very lucky that I've been able to pursue two of my passions, rugby league and racing. So it's enjoyable.
How did you get into it initially when you were about 10?
My old man just knew a couple of trainers at the racetrack and used to go and have a couple of beers in the afternoon, and I just got a job there, cleaning out the stables, walking the horses, and I eventually got a broken down horse that I started doing show jumping and gymkhanas with, and that's how I got into riding and started riding track work. And then I left school after grade 11. We weren't the best of friends, school and I, so my mum said I had to get a job, and I got a job down at Gays.
Plus you're small, I suppose that helps, doesn't it?
That does help.
Yes. Little tiny thing is.
Jeez, you've been giving out a few clips this morning.
Thank you. Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I'm in for a big day today. I've got to get to the Malvern Hotel by 11, so hurry up. Let's wrap it up.
Now, you were at Maui Cup during the week. Yeah. What were some of the sights like there?
Very good. Actually, they all frock up. It's a public holiday for Maui for the day, and they all frock up, and they're in good spirits, and had a good day there. Those country cups, wherever you go, they are fantastic. So, and Weary, well, I know we're about to talk to him very shortly. You've got to go to a song.
I was going to let you finish your question.
He didn't have a win until the first leg of the quaddie, and then just went bang, bang, bang. So
60s groove took out the cup. A beautiful ride from Craig Chomper Williams.
Back we
but you're
are
listening
drink beer.
To Triple M's Rocking Horses. Bit of Creedence Clearwater Revival to get you up and running on a Saturday morning with Fortunate Son. You're listening to Triple M's Rocking Horses, thanks to our friends at TAB. And one man who is a friend of the punters is Darren Weir, the Melbourne Cup winning trainer, who has a smorgasbord of potential winners at the Heath today, joins us now. Good morning, Weary, on what could be a very big day.
Hey, guys.
You up and about? You stand up and about?
Yeah, I'm up and about.
What are you doing right now, Weary?
About to get in the shower.
Oh, that's a good mental picture.
I'm not sure where we go from there, but we'll just kick off with having a chat about the Caulfield Cup, Weary. You've got three runners, including the favourite Kings Will Dream. Most eyes will be on number 14 in race 8 today. How is he going into the feature?
Yeah, everything seems good. I reckon from our point of view, it would be hard to get a horse in any better order going into a race. So we're very happy with the way everything's going, and hopefully we can use the barrier and get a bit of luck in running and be around the mark, I guess.
Yeah, Darren, Billy Slater here, mate. Obviously, you got Kings Will Dream, a popular pick in the Caulfield Cup, but your other two runners, do you work all those three runners together? And if you do, who's going the best?
We do work Night's Watch and Kings Will Dream together, and there's not a lot between them. Probably the horse that normally sits off and normally works the better. So, you know, we swap them around, whoever's in front, behind. So there's really nothing between those two. And if I work Garlic Chieftain with him, he wouldn't be quite as good a track worker as them two. So I guess there's not a lot between Kings Will Dream and Night's Watch, but you know, I guess the question mark with Night's Watch is, can he run the trip? And he's got the sticky barrier to overcome as well.
We're talking to Darren Weir, the best trainer in the world, and is also nude, about to jump in the shower. Weary, Billy Brownless here, mate. How many horses you got in training?
I've got 250, Billy.
And I've got two with you, right?
Do you know? I know one of them.
Which one's one of them?
The one by Dash the Cash.
Yeah. Good. Well done, Cash Affair. Good work. The grey. Which?
How's he going?
Oh, she goes okay.
No star, but she's going to win another race or two.
All right. Bronski girl hasn't had a start yet. Do you know which one she is?
Yeah, she's the full sister to she's by Seamus Award.
Yeah, well done. That's good.
That's very impressive.
It is, because you got that many horses. I'm sure a lot of blokes would say Weary wouldn't even know which horse, you know, which is which.
Does Bill pay his bills?
Yes.
Bit slow, but he's not.
Just be grateful you get anything out of him, I reckon.
So do you have a sleep?
Yeah, plenty of sleep, Bill. Plenty of sleep. Not much of a weekend, but plenty during the week.
And what about, I was there at Moe on Thursday, nice little win there with 60s Groove, Craig Williams' only ride. But you don't go to every race meeting, I assume? Well, you couldn't.
It's just too hard now, Bill. I used to when I was starting off.
Yeah.
Used to go to them all, but now it's mainly just try and go to, obviously, this every Saturday I go.
Yep.
Try and get to some during the week, but it's just too much to do at home. So Darren Murphy does all the race days, and he handles them pretty well.
Now, Darren, you did have a runner in all 10 races today before you did scratch the Moe Cup winner 60s Groove from race number 7. So there's 9 races you got runners in. Can you give us one or two that might potentially get the chocolates today?
We're hoping. I like the horse that I scratched out of. I actually like Jared's horse in that one.
Trap for Fools?
Trap for Fools, I reckon. I've seen him work, and I'd say he's going really well. I'd say my best two chances, I reckon, would be Extra Brute and Very Elegant. And they're both pretty short, but I reckon the best each way chance for the day is Grey Shadow.
Okay, there we go. So race 4, number 4, Grey Shadow. She's shooting for a hat-trick of victories. That's a nice each way there. The former Kiwi, race 5, number 6, Very Elegant. And then next week, race 6, number 3, Extra Brute. Hopefully can all get the cash. Now, Darren, we love you. You're the people's champions,
yes.
The most popular trainer.
Loves a frothy.
But next week, you're going to attempt to shoot Bambi. Oh. Will you have one bullet or two bullets in the holster as you attempt to take down Winx in the Cox Plate? Will it be Humidor and Kings Will Dream, or just Humidor? And what would it mean to knock off the Queen?
I'd be pretty happy with it. pretty hard thing to do, I would have thought. But we've definitely got one, and providing how Kings Will Dream runs and comes through it, if he runs well today and he pulls up well, he'll be definitely running in the Cox Plate. But we'll just get through today first.
Well, Humidor went close last year, didn't he? And is he going as good, or if not better, this year?
I'd have to say he's going every bit as good, but to be honest, we had every single possible chance last year.
He had a good run last year. She went 3 wide.
Yeah. And she was only playing with us on the line, so I can't see it turning. And, you know, she'd have to have bad luck, and we'd have to have all the good luck, I think. It'd be the only way you'd get close to her. So, anyway, good prize money for the placing, so happy to have runners in it.
Have you booked a restaurant for tonight?
I don't get ahead of myself. I don't eat when we win.
You don't. You only drink because you do like a frothy. We used to have the pub up at Swan Hill, and you and your old man used to come in. All the profits would go up when you two walked in.
Nah, that's a myth, that is. But anyway, I like to drink of a weekend, but that's about it.
Oh, yeah, social drink amongst friends. Now, you're a Melbourne Cup winning trainer. Lots of the listeners will be following you over the next couple of weeks. Is there one that potentially could get to the first Tuesday in November again?
Oh, look. We're sort of hopeful Kings Will Dream, but, you know, it's about getting through today, I suppose. And then next week, if we back up, but he's won. And Tossum Basil was the horse for us. But, geez, you couldn't be confident on his races. I guess his second start you could, but his other two were very well, very below par. But, geez, a good galloper on his day. And he's got the sort of form that can form over 2 mile overseas. So he'd be, if he can run better in the Mernie Valley Cup, we might be back on track. But I reckon our best roughie is a horse called Yogi.
Yogi.
He's got to win the Lexus to get in. So, you know, he'll be running in the Geelong Cup Wednesday. Oh. And then he'll run in the Lexus. And then his only way in would be to win that. And hopefully he can get into the Cup on Tuesday, because he... he's got 50 kilos, 2 miles, no problem. And if it happened to rain on the day, it's even a bigger bonus. So he'd be a fluker's top five chance if he got in.
Billy Brownless has just fallen off his chair about a tip on Geelong Cup Day. He's the king of Geelong. Darren, you're an absolute superstar. Yep. Enjoy your shower, and most importantly, best of luck in the Caulfield Cup today.
All right, guys. Good on you.
See you, Weary.
Darren Weir, legendary trainer, and hopefully can have a couple of winners at Caulfield
just got
today.
This mental picture of Weary walking into the shower.
Why did we give him an opening there, Billy?
Quinny.
We better go to a break before we get thrown off air. You're listening to Triple M's Rocking Horses, thanks to Tab.
The show that probably needs a good whipping down the home straight. This is Triple M, Rocking Horses. Tab. Download the Tab app for great offers this Caulfield Cup Day. Who are you backing? Gamble responsibly.
Massive day at Caulfield today. The feature race, race 8 on the program, the Stella Artois Caulfield Cup. Kingswell Dream heads the market at $5. Youngstar, a $6 second elect. The Cliffs of Maher, a $7 chance. Ace High, $11. Homesman, $12. Best Solutions been specced, $17 into $14. Then $17 or better the rest. A good push from Darren Weir for race 7, number 3, Trap for Fools. Currently a $3.80 second elect. Best of Days heads that market at $2.40. And speaking of Darren Weir, he saddles up two of the better backed runners on the Caulfield card today. Race 5, number 6, Very Elegant. The former Kiwi's been $3.20 into $2.30 and heads the market now from Graceful Glamour, a $4 second elect. And race 6, number 3, Extra Brute at $2.20. But it's going to be a great day of racing at Caulfield. Remember, as always, to gamble responsibly.
This is Triple M Rocking Horses. Download the Tab app for great offers this Caulfield Cup Day. Who are you backing? Gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to Triple M's Rocking Horses. Nick Quinn, Billy Slater and Billy Brownless taking a look at a big day of racing ahead of the Group 1 Caulfield Cup today. And William, I know you've been studying the form of the internationals.
Well, no, I just bought the best bets and they tell me. And if you walk into the race meeting with the best bets under the arm, they go, geez, he knows he's racing. Have a look at him there. But I'm a mug punter, right?
Did you get that impression that he was a mug punter?
I got no idea, Billy. At least you know the breeding and you've got some idea because you work at Tab. Now, the internationals. How do we, mug punters, know anything about the internationals and how do we back them and who's the better international?
I think it's safe to say that it has added an extra dimension to the cup. It's great for so many reasons, but from a betting perspective, Billy, yes, it does add a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, it's about marrying up the form from over there to over here. They race differently over there. And they bring different form lines over. So I think it just creates a little bit of value. You know, I think these days it's good because you can see the races from Europe and the UK. So you can actually have a look at how they race and what they do.
Do they don't like big fields, but do they, over there?
There are never some races with bigger fields, but yeah, you're probably
18,
right.
The thing that surprises me is a lot of them don't have a start for 8 to 10 weeks and come over here and run 2 mile first up or a mile and a quarter first up and they go well.
They do train them differently over there and they do race differently as well. Often we see them race very tight. The horses close together here in Australia. Well, over in England, they're big spacious tracks and they're well spread out. But it is very different and you've got to look at the breeding. And Billy, you're our go-to man for the breeding because here in Australia, most of the top size and most of the top brood mares, they're all bred for speed. Our runners want to win the races at 1,000, 1,200, up to 1,600. But in the UK, it's a totally different story. They're bred to get over a trip.
Yeah, and that's what our market is for. You go to the yearling sales and the most expensive yearlings are the sprinting two-year-old types. So that's where our market is. It's vice versa over in the UK. So that's why we see a lot of the horses dominating from the UK in our staying races.
Righto, Quinny. The Spruik horse, please. This number two, the
Cliffs of Maher, everyone's pronouncing it differently, so we'll take any pronunciation, that's absolutely fine, but Huey Bowman takes the ride. The $7 third elect is trained by Aidan O'Brien, so obviously that's a big, big tick. Won the Cox Plate with Adelaide a couple of years ago. Of the international runners, the one I have the leaning to is the Toppy Best Solution. I think a little bit of rain around, just a bit of sting out of the ground will be a positive. Has been spec 17 into 14 on the fixed odds. I've got Best Solution in for third in my tips. So that's the one I'll probably have a cheeky something on. But there is a little bit of an unknown element because some of these international runners that we did see last Saturday with Yucatan get here and just jump out of the ground and absolutely explode.
That was going to win by 18 lengths.
It was extraordinary.
And they reckon this, the Cliff, the Maha, whatever, stupid names, by the way, is better than Yucatan.
Well, that's what they've said. The overseas form ratings are better than Yucatan. And on the back of that run, if Yucatan had a run, would have gone round a very short price favourite in the Caulfield Cup and would have clearly been the one.
So why did they scratch Yucatan or Tan or Lun?
Yucatan.
Why was that scratch today then?
That was a bit of a head scratcher. They announced last Sunday they might run to the Caulfield Cup. They then announced Monday they would be running in the Caulfield Cup and Michael Walker was booked to ride. And then Monday night they announced they were not going to the Caulfield Cup and there were a stack of irate punters as a result.
Exactly.
They did get a 2.5 kilo penalty for the Melbourne Cup, so maybe the school of thought was they didn't want to win the Caulfield Cup and get another penalty. The other thought is that maybe Aidan O'Brien got involved and said, just settle down, team. We're not going that way. But that caused a bit of angst on racing Twitter, Billy, the other day.
I see that, because a lot would have had them for the Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup double. Hey, also, the rain. We had much rain, and what will the track conditions be?
It's a good four at the moment. I think they'll start a soft five, which is probably ideal. A little bit of sting out of the ground, which will suit a lot of the international runners who sometimes struggle with the hard Australian tracks. And from a breeding perspective, that's probably the fairest ground as well, because every runner gets their chance.
Yeah, and I was out there on Wednesday for the Blue Sapphire.
That's a good day.
Written by won that, and they weren't coming from behind. So you wanted to be in front at the 400 and on the fence.
Right.
So might be a little bit of mail if you're looking through the form. Have a look what's
on the fence, I'll tell you. Right?
Up on the pace and giving themselves a chance, especially with this little bit of rain around it. Might be a bit harder to come from behind.
Righto. The Homesman's drawn four and likes to lead. It'll be up there somewhere. There you go.
There we go.
Kingswell Dream has not won a race this preparation, but it's been running on every single run and it's getting out to its perfect distance. It won the Mornington Cup last year, I think.
Golden ticket into the Caulfield Cup.
And won by about five lengths. So if it can pick up that form, it's going to get a nice cushy run from an inside barrier and could be just about there.
Are you leaning that way?
That's the way I'm leaning. A couple of roughies, Best Solution and Derrito.
Yes.
A couple of the overseas horses, obviously Best Solution, bringing some winning form into the race. And it's been running in some good races over in overseas. So they're my two roughies, but Kingswell Dream. Homesman, if you can forgive its last start, it went quite quick up on the pace. So if it gets a bit of an easier run up front, it might be there as well.
And now getting out to a very attractive price, Homesman, as well, because it was right in the market before that last start. So, as you said, if you can forgive, it's going to pay.
True.
What about yourself? Come on. What have you got for us?
Well, number two, the Cliffs of Moha, whatever it is. And I like Homesman also. And then you got to go with DK Weir. Back Weir, Drink Beer, so Kingswell Dream. There we go. And then I'm going to throw in Ventura Storm also.
There's a couple of tips from the Billies. If you want to get involved, in about 15 minutes' time, we're going to open the lines up and take some calls from punters across the country to hopefully steer us into a winner anywhere today. Doesn't have to be at Caulfield. And if you do steer us into a winner, there will be a prize coming your way. We're going to take a short break on Triple M's Rocking Horses. Midnight Oil with Dreamworld to get our Saturday morning up and running. You're listening to Triple M's Rocking Horses, Nick Quinn, Billy Slater and Billy Brownless. And Billy Slater, you're a man of the people. You're always at the track. You're always smiling with that beautiful smile that's made you so famous over the best decade and a half. And
happy.
It must be nice for you now to be a little bit more relaxed because you haven't got the footy to worry about. You can do your own thing. Where will we get to see you the next couple of weeks? A few race appearances?
Well, I'll be at the races the next month or so. Look, it's a great social event, isn't it, going out to the races? I'll be at the Caulfield Cup today. Whether you've got a horse running or you just want to go there with your mates and enjoy it, it's the place to be.
Where do you go? Just out with the public, will you be today, Billy?
Bit of everywhere, Bill.
I like to
roam around, mate. I like to go and see the horses in the tie-ups, the mounting yard.
Yep.
Don't mind sneaking up into the private areas every now and again.
Just to pop your head in to be social. Now, you are a social man. You're fantastic with your fans. There's always so much feedback about how good you are. Can it be a little bit challenging when you're at the races, though, and you're very busy, you're trying to have a bet on, you're trying to look at the horses, and people might want you to stop and pose for the selfie?
Oh, look, I never decline a photo or anything like that. Obviously, very appreciative of the support I do get. but reading the form and trying to get a bet on it can interfere a little bit.
That should be a don't do. If you see a man about to have a bet or read the form, that should be just off limits.
Exactly. Although I have missed a couple of races and they haven't done too well, so I'm
saving your money.
Then, yeah.
And you're a man that's always hunting for people to ask you for a selfie, Bill. Do you sort of realise people are busy and then don't go say, excuse me, do you know who I am?
No, that is the worst. That is the worst, the man with the hair, because let me tell you, you're trying to have a bet and you're trying to put it on, or you're watching the race and they go, can we get a photo? They got no idea about racing. Just wait till the race is over. And if you won, you're happy to get a photo. If you're not, go and buy me a beer and we'll get a photo. That's how it works.
Because Damien Barrett loves telling the story that when you and him were covering a game in Adelaide, you weren't getting recognised enough, so you did actually just do laps around the Adelaide Oval.
I used to do that down at Geelong when we were losing. I'd go for a walk and they'd go, Billy, we need you out there to make a comeback.
And, and you know he's 100% serious. No, there is not an element of truth.
You wait, they'll happen, Billy. When you'll miss footy, you'll get itchy feet. Don't worry about that. And you'll want to play, I reckon.
Well, you're missing it now. Your Kangaroos are in action tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
Yeah,
Tonga.
Playing tonight. Tonga is going to be a big game, actually.
Mm.
How are you finding watching?
Look, I'm enjoying it at the moment. I think once the season comes around next year in March and then the State of Origin and the final series come around, I think I'll get a little bit itchy feet. But at the moment, I'm enjoying retirement and I'm content with what I've decided to do.
And you were outstanding this season. You could have easily gone round again. Was it a hard decision to make?
It was... I didn't make it lightly, put it that way. And you know, I'm comfortable with the decision that I've come up with. And I'm in a healthy position. I've had my fair share of serious injuries. And to be able to walk away from the game 100% healthy is a really good opportunity.
I'll tell you what, you'll miss the money.
It's not all about money. We're going to the race. He's going to back
a
few winners today.
Such a nice chat. You've given him an unnecessary clip on the
mic. No, that's not a clip, but that's what he'll miss. Nicole will miss it. He misses. Don't worry about that.
I think what him and his family will enjoy is the fact that he's fit and healthy and can play with the kids and do all those things.
Beautifully said, Nick. Go to a break. We've got old Knackers up from the...
We're going to take a short break on Triple M's Rocking Horses. When we get back, we'll be going trackside to Caulfield to speak to Jake Norton. Welcome back to Triple M's Rocking Horses. Thanks to Tab, Nick Quinn, Billy Brownless and Billy Slater in studio. And we're about to go out to Caulfield to speak to MRC General Manager Jake the Snake Norton, a man who's got a lot of strut about him at the best of times, especially on Caulfield Cup Day. And Jake, it's been a great carnival and today will be absolutely superb.
You're right, Quinny, but there's not great cause to strut at the moment with this inclement weather, but hopefully it clears up by around lunchtime so we can crack on with the racing and can, you know, enjoy the afternoon unobstructed. But just for your info, the track's just been downgraded to a soft 5 at 9:40 a.m. So still drizzling in the area, so soft 5, but hopefully, as you know, the Caulfield track drains incredibly well. So hopefully, you know, by race 1 or early in the program, we see some improvement.
Yes, soft 5, good for both of those. It'd be absolutely perfect. It would mean that every runner would get their chance today. And it has been a great week at Caulfield. Last Saturday, Caulfield Guineas Day, was probably the best atmosphere I've ever seen at the races. It was such a good mix of families and young people and then the people that have been going to the races forever and a day. And I dare say today we'll get a similar crowd.
Well, I imagine so. I mean, Caulfield Cup is generally about a 50% higher crowd than Caulfield Guineas Day. But obviously, you know, you couldn't have asked for better weather last Saturday as opposed to this. So we may end up being with a similar crowd. But all of our, you know, pre-bookings, hospitality stuff and everything like that is essentially sold out. So it's just a matter of how many punters can roll up on the day. And with a bit of luck, as I said, the weather clears up and we're in for a fine afternoon.
So if I'm sitting here now, Jakey boy, and I'm at home and I've got a couple of mates, there's still plenty of room just to come in the next couple of hours because they've heard some really good tips from me and Billy.
Yeah, exactly right, Bill. You know, there's still loads to do, loads of room. And,
yep.
You know, we have some really great spaces with great food offerings, for all tastes, really. So, and then, of course, the Living End are playing after the last race as well. So it's going to be a really fun afternoon. We've got probably one of the most captivating Caulfield Cups, you know, that I can recall, with form lines coming from all over the place. And then, you know, we cap things off with the Living End, one of Triple M's favourites. So it's going to be a really, really fun afternoon.
The Living End will be absolutely rocking. Now, you're a man that spends more time at the Caulfield track than anyone, which can only mean you've got better tips and inside knowledge than anyone. Give us your tip in the cup and something else on the program we can go and back with a bit of confidence.
Look, I think it's difficult to go past the Turnbull Stakes form, and obviously Kingswell Dream and Youngstar came out of that race and get weight relief, you know, having only finished within a length and two lengths of the Mighty Winks. But I'm going with the form from last weekend out of the Caulfield Stakes. I think Cliffs of Moher will be hard to beat, and I don't mind Knight's Watch as well, who ran pretty well in that race too and gets a lot of weight relief versus Cliffs of Moher. So maybe Cliffs of Moher to win and Knight's Watch each way. And I think there's a few shorties that should get the job done, like Very Elegant and Extra Brute. And then, but I think Peaceful State in the last is just about a lead pipe lock. So, and he's, I think he's about $4 with the tab, isn't he, Quinny? So I think if, you know, if you've still got a little bit to play with at the end of the day, Peaceful State's really hard to beat.
Very, very well comprehensive. Done. So in the Cup, race 8, number 2, Cliffs of Moher, with a saver on number 17, Knight's Watch. But it sounds like your best bet on the program. Race 10, number 5, Peaceful State, a $4 favourite. Good luck with that today, Jake. Well done to you and the team at the Melbourne Racing Club for a fantastic week. Caulfield will be absolutely rocking today. And if you've got a tip for us, listeners, now's the time to ring in, because we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to be hearing from our loyal fan base.
Only good tips.
A couple of winners.
We only want good mail, okay?
And if you give us a winner, we will look after you on Rocking Horses.
Got to get the number out, Bill. 1-3-5-3.
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a ring now. And only good mail, not because the missus loves Game of Thrones, I like Jon Snow. None of that. We want winners. Only good winners.
Welcome back to Triple M's Rocking Horses. That was a bit of Green Day when I come around, and hopefully punters will be coming around to steering us into a couple of winners today. Billy Brownless very up and about. Billy Slater's got a nice little smirk for how much cash we're going to win on the punt today.
1-3-3-5-3. Ring now and give us your tip. Now, we only want good tips, okay? Because we need to leave the track today at Caulfield with plenty.
Okay, and one man that I think's got one for us is Peter from Bundoora. Peter, welcome to the show, and what are we backing?
G'day, boys. How are you going?
Good.
I got a special for you doing race 3 in Caulfield today, boys. It's number 8, Miss Leonidas.
Nice.
Think to the front and just keep going, mate. And it's about $5.
Good.
I think it's going to be a good bet.
There we go. Miss Leonidas there to get us up and running. Race 3, number 8, currently a $5 chance on the fixed odds on the third line of betting. So thanks to Peter for that one. We're going to keep on moving and go to Paul from Sunbury. Paul,
Where should we
put our hard-earned?
Yeah, g'day, boys. How you going?
Good, Paulie. What do you got for us, buddy?
Listen, Billy, invincible gem, mate. Absolute moral today. Chrissy Lewis trains it, mate, and then just, take the run and double from Youngstar into that, mate, and you just retire, Billy.
I like that. Race 9, number 4. Invincible gem. What's that on the TAB there, Quinny?
We're getting some nice odds here as well, because that's a $6.50 selection.
Ooh, right,
the second elect in that race.
Goes in the quaddy, let me tell you.
Oh, it'd have to for sure.
Hey, what do they win here? A nice tab voucher, don't they?
We'll be giving them a prize.
A tab voucher worth $100 if they can get us a winner. Yes, Adam Hamilton said it was okay. If they find us a winner like Invincible Gem, we'll give them $100.
I'll let you take it up. Let's just get the winner first, and hopefully one man that's got a winner for us is Lucas from Preston. Lucas, how are you, and what are we backing?
Good. Race 1, number 2, Zazis. Craig Williams absolutely loves Caulfield. I was there last week, and he got me a few little cheeky winners.
Ooh, that's Patrick Payne's, isn't it?
Yes.
He's in form too, Craig Williams. He had a good day out at Maui on Wednesday.
That's it, and he loves Caulfield. Last week, and he's only got 4 runners today, so look out.
Get one early. I went there. I was there, Moe, Cup Day, and he had one ride. Why wouldn't I just look at that and say he drove all the way to Moe for one ride, he's going to win? What a dopey builder. Didn't back it.
It's a great ride, too.
How do you say that? Zaziz.
It's owned by a couple of prominent tennis identities, actually. A couple of former players, including, I think, Leighton Hewitt's in it as well, and that's the noise that it makes when they open the can of balls.
What?
The tennis balls.
Yeah, Zaziz. I know. What? That goes as is.
Yeah.
That's a load of crap.
I've heard it all.
Quinny,
now.
Come on, Quinny.
Hang on, you can't let him get away with the story about you staying up with the broodmare for 3 nights, and I can't get away with that one.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short break on Triple M's Rocking Horses. We'll come back. We're not coming back.
No. I got a winner. Race 2, number 4. You know what it's called? Rainer.
Race 2, number 4, yes, was a certainty beat last start.
And because of the rain overnight, there you go.
Before we get to Jay Clark and Lee Montagna, trackside at Caulfield, Billy Slater, what can you lead us with?
I'm going to go to the Caulfield Cup. I'm going to go each way bet on number 1, Best Solution.
Nice.
If it can overcome the wide barrier, get to the front or somewhere up there, then it'll be hard to catch.
That will be our little audio sting next week if Best Solution gets the prize. My best bets on the program, race 4, number 4, Grey Shadow, race 5, number 6, Very Elegant. And in the cup, I'm with number 14, Kings Will Dream. Hopefully Darren Weir can have a massive day, and hopefully you've enjoyed the program on Triple M.